Very important conversation with Winky Medad, showing you the growth of the Jewish settlement movement there in Judea and Samaria. The goal, they're headed towards 1 million Jewish settlers. Boy, that's the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, if I've ever seen it. Well, we'll stay on top of that story with Winky Medad. You stay tuned. Right now, though, we're going to shift to another region of the world, the continent of Europe, and in particular, the European Union. The man who covers that for us, Dr. Rob Congdon. And Rob, I've just got to be so excited and prayerful for the project you have coming up in December and January. As I understand it, you're going to have live streaming teaching to the country of Romania and a number of pastors there. Boy, that's exciting.
It really is. It's what we think can well be done nowadays without travel and can get our teaching throughout the whole world to many churches. So we're excited.
Praise the Lord. And I think I'm going to try to follow that model myself. Sounds like a great idea, not traveling so very much. Well, we're still doing that, and I know you're doing it as well. But we want to cover the European Union right now. I understand European Union leaders are saying that NATO is not enough. They're working on launching their own military operation. Talk to me about this.
Well, that's right. Germany and France, first of all, have fully agreed they need a strong military to be able to govern the EU, if you will, and to deal with problems that can occur both within the EU and outside. So they want a strong military. But they see the U.S. as too much an influence in NATO. And so they're getting nervous about could NATO really do it. And so they have started up their own little control center, which will start uniting their forces in the EU into, ultimately, a single military force. This is quite significant because this is what we've said a empire certainly needs to have in order to not only govern its own empire, but to be a global power. So I think this is where it's moving.
And a fulfillment of Bible prophecy on the horizon, that is for sure. Well, what do you know about the possibility European Union saying, and they're preparing actually, for Brexit to fall apart and not even come about? What do we know?
Well, the business world is very ill at ease. They don't see Britain as stepping up to the table, and therefore they're getting so nervous that they're already making their plans to start focusing in Europe and kind of abandon the UK. And so consequently, many businesses are planning that scenario, and without Britain coming up with some firm numbers, and that's been the big objection of both sides, really, that they're just not sure it could happen, and they do think it could just fall apart. So there are many voices in Europe and in Britain saying either it could fall apart, they could reach the date and nothing will happen, or they'll reach the date and Britain will be separated, ignored, but no solutions about trade, which the business world is most concerned about.
Yes, of course, and that may bring it all to a halt, which is what we've considered would be a great viable possibility anyway. Hey, Germany and the politicians there are under fire because of what they have done. They've rolled out the red carpet for Iran as it relates to business. Now, in light of the fact that President Trump is upset about this Iranian nuclear deal, this is a pretty big decision by Germany, is it not?
It certainly is a big decision. Several federal German agencies are involved in this. They had a Iranian business forum that was held in Frankfurt this week. This was to develop more trade with Iran. So what we see is that they're moving ahead. They just are totally ignoring what Iranian government has done in terms of terrorism in the world, in terms of its view toward Israel. They want to set up the business world. And, you know, if we look at history, Germany has seldom had a problem in the past dealing with countries that would be enemies to Israel. So they're pressing ahead with this. Again, you and I would see some prophetical aspects to it, too. It, again, strengthens the tension, if you will, between Israel, Iran, and now it makes the EU, by going along with this German agencies, sort of against Israel from a business standpoint. So it's disturbing what it can mean in the future if it follows through and continues as they tried to start this week in Frankfurt.
Well, now that's a report on Germany, but in France, the headline there, Muslims in, Jews out. The growth of the Islamic peoples and their desire to be under Sharia, the law of the land, and make that the law of the land for France, and then getting rid of the Jewish people in France. Boy, this is a move, I believe, in the wrong direction.
Well, it's very disturbing. 60% of the Jewish people in France fear a physical attack today, and most of the attacks that have occurred have come from Islamic people. So, yes, many Jewish people are reevaluating where they should live in France, if they should live in France, or is it time to leave. You've got to keep in mind, in Europe, the largest Jewish population is in France, so this is highly significant. Also, the fact that, from my viewpoint, again, we go to prophecy, but we know that God is going to call his people back to the land of Israel. Islam here could well be an instrument that is starting to move Jewish people out of France, out of Europe ultimately, and back to Israel.
Rob, I know that we call upon you to give us reports about the European Union, and I also know that Turkey is not a member of the European Union. Howbeit, they have applied to have that membership a part of the member states of the European Union, but now Tayyip Erdogan coming out making a statement, so I wanted you to respond to his statement. He says that there is no such thing as moderate Islam, and in fact, using that term, which was developed in the West, is only weakening the Islamic faith. What do you know?
Well, I think he's being very clever here. He wants the EU to feel pressured to not bring any more laws against Muslims, and therefore he's saying that there is only one group of Muslims. They are all Islamic. And there isn't necessarily a moderate group. What's happened is this term moderate is starting to separate, divide the world's view of Islam and seem to say, well, we can deal with the moderate. We don't have to worry about them. I think he just wants the EU to recognize that even saying moderate is sort of putting down Islam. So he's trying to manipulate them there. I think his full methodology isn't totally clear yet. But I really think he is using this to try to get Europe to feel guilty about anything they would say either for or against Islam and to become more supportive of Islam.
Folks, I told you, if you listen when I have a conversation with Dr. Rob Congdon, you'll get the political information coming out of the European Union, but also we'll sprinkle in the prophetic significance of all of these reports. You've done it again, Rob. Thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll have another conversation next week.
Well, we'll look forward to it. Lord bless you.